Their prayer came up to his holy dwelling place, to heaven. 2 Chronicles 30:27. For saints, traveling to heaven by prayer should be as normal as flying is to birds and swimming is to fish. Birds fly in the air, fish swim in the water, and saints pray in the spiritual dimension. You can travel in the spiritual dimension because you have a new spirit and the Holy Spirit within you. Ezekiel 36, verse 26 to 27. Unfortunately, many saints are so caught up in the physical dimension that they spend precious little time in the spiritual dimension. It's a good thing the Holy Spirit within them does his job. We do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Romans 8, verse 26-27. Cooperating with the Holy Spirit is the best way to pray because he knows what God wants. If you ask for things that God wants you to have, he'll be able to give them. The best way to pray is with the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Ephesians 6, verse 17-18. But you must read the word of God in order for the Holy Spirit to bring it to your remembrance. John 14, 26. He can't remind you of something you've never read. Knowing and doing the word of God gives you assurance that you are heard. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God, and whatever we ask, we receive from him because we keep his commandments. 1 John 3, 21-22. Of course, our confidence must always be in his will, not ours. Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. 1 John 5:14.